Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When people say, well, healing's not for everybody. You just got through saying mercy's not for everybody. Because healing is a mercy. Now get this. You don't need mercy when you've done everything right. You need mercy when you've missed it. You need mercy when you messed up. If you've done everything right, you can get by on justice. But when you've blown it, when you've messed up, and if you get what you've sown, it's not going to be good. Then you don't want justice, you want mercy. Mercy. Now why would this phrase be in here? It said God, he was sick, near unto death, but God had mercy on Brother Epi. And not on him, but what? Also on us. Why? So that we wouldn't have sorrow upon sorrow. What does that mean? So that on top of everything else Paul was going through, he'd have to deal with losing Brother Epi. Yeah. How many understand when God heals your friends, he blesses you. Yeah. When he heals your loved ones, Amen. He didn't just have mercy on them, he had mercy on you too. Yeah. Right? Amen. That's what Paul would say. Paul's thanking God personally. He said, you know, he had mercy on me too. Because I didn't want to lose Brother Epi. Well, I reckon not. A man who braved stuff and brought you a big offering, Amen. Brought you some warm clothes and something decent to eat in jail. But therein lies the reason why he required mercy. Keep reading. God had mercy on him. Does God still have mercy on people? The psalmist said God is rich. What is the 86th psalm? God is rich in mercy to all that call upon him. Would that include healing? Is healing a mercy? The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We've given you 9 or 10 different individual cases in the gospel accounts. This is another one. I mean, there's easy a dozen right here of mercy and healing interconnected. Does God still will to have mercy on sick people today? No matter why they are sick. No matter how or why they got that way, is God a merciful God? Merciful to heal? Even if you've blown it terribly, even if you're sick because of your own sin, will God have mercy on you? Oh, yes, he will. He's a merciful, healing, forgiving, delivering Jesus. How many can testify that you've caused yourself some problems in times past, messed your own self up, but he had mercy on you, bailed you out. If you'd listened to him, you wouldn't have got sick in the first place, but he healed you anyway. If you'd listened to him, you wouldn't have been in that financial strait to start with, but he bailed you out anyway, sent you the money anyway. Say it out loud, he's merciful. He's merciful to all that call on him. He's merciful to me. He's merciful to forgive, and he's merciful to heal. To heal. To these people that say healing's not for everybody, they don't realize what they're saying. They just got through saying mercy is not for everybody. Because healing is a mercy. Now keep reading, you'll see why Epi needed some mercy. God had mercy on him, verse 27, not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may what? Rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. You see, Paul also was concerned that the church, see, this would be like somebody from Faith Life Church going overseas to minister to a missionary. And then we all hear that brother whoever is nearly dead. Well, that would bother us. Right? Now, since we're full of faith, we wouldn't despair. We'd get in faith with our brother. That's a little weak. Because you looked at me originally like, oh yeah, we wouldn't like that. Well, you can't stay there. You got to overcome that. Yeah, our missionary is nearly dead over there. Well, that ain't going to help you. And usually one of the biggest things people are concerned about is, what's wrong with him? What is it? How about, well, once you know, that's not going to make him any more healed. You see, people focus on the wrong thing, don't they? Well, what is it? What? How bad is it? What is it? Well, whatever it is, God can heal it. And that's the main thing that needs to happen. The most critical thing is not that all of us here back home are crystal clear on the Latin names for his condition. Our case histories are percentage of recovery. The main thing, we're not medically trained anyway. We wouldn't know. The main thing is that we believe God with our brother and say, he's coming home. Yeah. Speak across the ocean and say, be healed, my brother. Amen. And expect. Yeah. Pray and ask God to raise him up and expect. Yeah. That's what'll help him. Well, God did raise up Brother Epi. He was sick. He was nearly dead. He was at death's door. Fine man of God, faithful man of God, but sick. But God healed him. Now he's starting this long trip to go back to his home church with a letter from Brother Paul. But listen, Paul says, when you see him, you can what?
Rejoice.
And then I'll be less sorrowful. I'll know that y'all are happy and praising God, and I'll be happy too. Remember, in his cold jail cell. Happy. Next time you read some of these epistles, remember, you know, if other people would have been writing them, there would have been something about the terrible situation he was in. It's not in here. Every other phrase is, rejoice. That's what I do. Be glad. God's good. We're doing the work. We're running a race. Stay hooked. Serve God. Rejoice!
Yeah.
With a plate full of slop in front of him.
Yeah, amen.
Thank God as a Christian you can have victory anywhere.
Anywhere.
In any situation, any circumstances, you can have victory. You can have joy.
Amen.
He said, y'all rejoice and I'll be the less sorrowful about it. I know you're happy. Receive him therefore in the Lord with what? All gladness and hold such in reputation. Another translation says, hold such in honor. Respect him. Give him a hearty Christian welcome, one translation says, and honor men like him. Because, are you reading? Why? Because for the work of Christ, he was near unto death. Now we're seeing why he was sick. Keep reading. What? Not regarding his life. Why did he do that? To supply your lack of service. In other words, your inability to do this for me. They sent him to do this. You couldn't do it by distance and time, but you sent him. He could do it. Your service toward me, and really it's a chapter break, but this wasn't written chapter and verse. What's the very next thing he says? Finally, brethren, be glad. Rejoice. Why did Brother Epi get so sick? It was in fulfilling his mission. He was sent to locate Paul and bring him a good offering. And I don't know what all they sent. Maybe, you know, Aunt Minnie in the church baked some of his favorite muffins. I don't know. But they had a care package and some money and some stuff for Brother Paul. And he meant that he was going to get it to him. How many understand that these things can be spiritual?
Yes.
Somebody said, well, what does that matter? You know, a little money in a care package. Friend, when you're sitting in a jail cell 24/7, it can be a lot more than the stuff.
Amen.
Somebody loves you.
Yeah.
Somebody cares about you.
Yeah.
And this man knew that this was significant, and he obviously ran into some problems. Travel in those days wasn't like it is today. So much of it was by foot. And if you sailed, there was no weather reporting. You might be in a typhoon, a hurricane, whatever it was. What did it say about his life? Not regarding? One translation says he recklessly exposed himself. Maybe he was too long in the cold. Maybe he pushed himself too hard for too long. Maybe he was attacked by robbers and fought them off instead of giving up Paul's offering. I don't know. We're not given the details, but we do know that he meant he was going to get this to Paul if he died trying. And he got it there. But by the time he got it to him, he was nearly dead. Paul said, honor people like this. Hold them in high reputation. Because it wasn't just to do something for Paul. It was for what? For what? The work of Christ. The work of the Anointed One. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read a couple of things to you from this scholar. Says it like this. He said, the sickness of Epaphroditus was probably brought on by the risks and exposures of his journey from Philippi to Rome. It was no easy task for a Christian, one of a sect spoken against everywhere, hated and oppressed, having no protection from either Jewish or Roman rule, to undertake such a mission, carrying aid to a man in prison who was bitterly hated by many and over whose approaching execution they were gloating. But Epaphroditus braved all the privations and sufferings of the perilous enterprise and would not hesitate to acknowledge publicly before the world that the prisoner he sought to help was his friend. Maybe some people caught him who didn't like Paul. Maybe they beat the pudding out of him. It's entirely probable. Maybe if he had just said, I don't know who you're talking about, he could have walked away. But he said, no, I'm one of his converts. He's my father in the faith. And whatever it cost him, he pushed through. Now, there's a couple of things here. One, this was an honorable thing. But secondly, I don't care who you are, preacher, man of God, man or woman of faith, you're still human. Right? I don't care if you're on a mission from God. You can push yourself too far. You can break rules of nature. Laws of nature. You can break yourself down in so-called serving the Lord, even doing a good thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Epaphroditus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1226. That's R-1226. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.